censored, to feel stifled, to feel restricted, to feel limited, to feel afraid. Fear. What will happen if? What will people think? I could lose my job. I could lose my family. Censor. To limit. So I'm sitting out on my porch today, and this is Martin Luther King Jr. holiday day, designated day. And lots going on, and I'm thinking about censorship. But yeah, we've seen it, we see it. Those of us who are looking will see the censorship in the you know, the tech giants' censorship. There are people that are just showing us how we have been stifled, and I even see it myself. Every day I limit what I say. Sometimes it's just a matter of asking myself, who am I speaking to? What is this for? And I think that changes it. But I will be honest with you, if I really let myself go, there's a part of me that wonders if I would experience the backlash from it. And then I sit with the feeling around that. And the feeling of that just doesn't, it's like, it reminds me of how my life, many of us have lived our life censoring ourselves around our family, censoring ourselves when we started the dating scene, didn't really show who we really are, censoring ourselves as we dress, how we dress, what we really want to wear, what we really want to say, what we really want to do. Censorship. And so, in so many ways, all the ways that we have limited ourselves, judged ourselves, hidden ourselves, pulled back, we see it in this reality we live in, that we see and look at. And we see that in our media and our governments and our populaces and our companies and our everyday life, censorship. What would it feel like if you didn't have to censor yourself every day? Oh, well, some people would say, that's just impossible. That can't happen because, you know, you can't really let yourself shine. People would think you're crazy. Well, there we go. Would they? Or do you think you're crazy if you really let your light shine? If you really dress the way you desire, truly, truly desired. Not to serve an agenda, but truly in the state of creative, expressive artist, or or a feminine, sexy woman, or a queen, or a goddess, or a masculine warrior. I mean, you know, all these identities we get to take on. Frontiersman, woodsman, woman, pioneer. They all have certain dress codes that come from that state, that identity that you are deciding to inhabit. And we can choose many different ones in our lifetime. What we have done instead, I think, and I speak from my own experience, is that we censor ourselves. For most of my life, I was a businesswoman. That even just gives me a good chuckle. I was office worker, businesswoman, and that had a dress code I never felt comfortable in. I never felt honest in, but I censored myself. And since I've been hanging out on my porch, and since this whole lockdown thing that we had over the past year, I felt myself slipping into a new identity. It's this identity of all the different desires of Lynn, the artist, the the nurturer, the home, the explorer, the creative person. And I found myself, and still do, wearing clothes more freely, putting my hair in different styles, not censoring me. So even with people in my life, I'm done. I can't censor myself anymore. We know how bad that feels. I'm seeing it today in our lives. This, if we really fully say what we feel about what's going on in the world, perhaps question it, perhaps think differently about it broadly. Will I lose my job? So this is where, and those of you who have studied Neville Goddard or are exploring Neville Goddard with different teachers, this is where Neville Goddard has come in for me a lot, is that return to the truest freedom I've found and know is I am what is imagining my day. I am what is giving life to this day experience, and thus my life experience. And if I believe that if I fully say what I want to say and I will lose something, then I'm in the identity of fear of expressing myself, fear of being abandoned, being lost, and knowing who I am. What do I desire? I can always change that. But see, if you feel like you're just a ping pong ball in this life, that's stifling. And I think we need to really return to the knowing that imagination, consciousness is the only reality. What you see and experience begins within you. And I encourage that exploration into Neville Goddard. There's some people doing some incredible things with the teachings. And if I can figure out how to do this, I will go ahead and link some websites when I post this on my the Facebook page, In Your Ear with Lynn. And it's Front Porch Conversations. All right. So today, on this day where we look at freedoms, start to explore freedom within. And how would it feel to fully express you? Get to intimate with your desires. Get intimate with your truest desires. If you do one thing today on this day that we sort of lean towards freedom or concept of it, explore the truest freedom that is always, always you. Just get intimate with your true desires today. What do you really want to experience? How do you want to experience today? What do you want to hear today? What would delight you today? And again, I'll include some links in this post on Facebook, In Your Ear with Lynn. And more to come. Happy creating today.